Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian. And tonight, Roy will not be on the show, but hopefully we can get Roy back on the show tonight. Tonight I'll be your host. Basically, what I like to talk about is about energetic healing work that a lot of people have been looking for a while now, for healing. A lot of people know about Reiki, as you know about Reiki. Reiki is an energy, it's an oriental energy that you can attune yourself with certain oriental symbols for the Reiki, for the master Reiki symbols. Now, I am a Reiki master, and I have been attuned to those symbols. And I'm also an energetic healer as well. There's different types of energetic healing work. Some people use crystals. Some people use stones. Some people use sacred geometry. Now, the kind of healing that I do is I use a lot of sacred geometry that has to do with certain codes that you can program into your chakras. And as we all know, we all have 14 major chakras in our body. We have little spin points that is probably about a million different spin points that are on our body. And so anybody that would like to know more about that, basically the training that I took is called Geotrans and the Matrix Decoder. Now, the Matrix Decoder has a lot to do with certain energetic programming that has been put on us as we were growing up and even in the past lives. And there's other energetic programs that have been put on us as well, energetically. And so when I think of somebody going to a Reiki practitioner for, like, if you want to stop smoking, or you might have bad health issues, you might have allergy issues, you might whatever it is, it's basically not going to be very effective. And let me just tell you why it's not going to be effective, is because energetically you have what you call programs on you. Now, these programs have a lot to do with our energetic field. So this goes back to a lot of people that have studied the emotional code. Now, the emotional code has a lot to do with our emotions. But that's not just it. That's the emotional code is only half of the problem. So it goes basically back to these programs. Now, these programs have been in our DNA as we were growing up and even in the past lives. So not only do you have the emotional code programs, but you also have some other energetic programs that have been put on you energetically. So this is basically downloaded into your DNA, all this programming, and a lot of this mind control that is going on in the world. When we start to remove those programs and we use sacred geometry to remove them, then you'll start to see a lot of your health will start to be restored. Your emotional well-being will be restored, and whatever might be blocking you energetically, it's going to be restored. And it's very important that you get this cleared, because, like I say, you can go to a Reiki practitioner, but it's not going to it's not going to have no effect unless you remove the programs first, energetically. So any one of those can be triggered by an emotion. And once they activate, basically they're completely just going to affect you in a very bad way. So we want to deprogram those out of your energetic field, and we want to clear your all the mind control that's been going on, that's been put on you. We want to clear your emotions, and then we also want to do some geotran work, which will also help to deprogram your energetic field as well. So there is a lot of energetic healing that needs to be done before you can have any kind of healing work or a Reiki session or anything like that, because it won't be very effective unless there's some other work that needs to be done first. But that's just half of it. I mean, there's just so much to cover in such a short time. But I'm not going to go into a lot of this information too long, because we have a lot of callers that are looking for answers and clarity. So let's go ahead and just start with our readings. Let's start with the number from the 937 area. Please state your name and where you're from.
Hello, my name is Sandy. Hi, my name is Sandy, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Hello, Sandy, and how can we help you tonight?
I want to know if you can tell me anything about love.
It's your love life?
Yes.
Are you currently in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So you are looking. Have you had any bad experiences that you care to share, or anything that went on at that time? Or?
Gosh, I've been divorced since 99. My husband was an alcoholic, and I really had to do a lot of work on myself to even get to the point of wanting a relationship. I've had odds and guys in between, you know, but I had to work on myself, because I figured that, you know, if a man drank, they were an alcoholic. And, you know, I was all against that. So, you know, I had totally changed my way of thinking, totally changed myself. And,
right.
You know, I've done an awful lot of work on myself. So now I feel that, you know, I've cleared my house out, done different things, and now I feel that I'm ready.
Great. And so now you're just kind of, you're in that phase of just starting over, like you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I've got a guy that's there that, you know, wants to be friends and stuff. I mean, I go out on Friday nights and go out and have a lot of fun with a group of friends and stuff. So, you know, I'm around a bunch of guys.
Right. What I'm picking up is by next month, things are going to really pick up for you. What my angels and what my guides are showing me is that things are going to pick up for you the next month, and you're going to go through some transformations. I also see you go through some transformations right now. These are little transformations that you're going to go through until you hit the big transformations. And once the big ones come, basically that's when things are going to start turning for you.
Okay.
I feel that you have very good karma. Your karma is very good. You have done a lot of healing, and you have come a long ways. It's what the angels are showing me. And I feel like this new person that you're going to meet, it feels like he was in the military. I feel like military related.
Okay.
He's an older guy. There is definitely a lot of healing work that needs to be done on him as well. I'm also feeling like you're a natural healer and you're a good listener. Mm-hmm. You get good advice. And he just needs somebody to listen to. He's been through some pretty bad experiences. I'm also picking up that he went to NAM.
Okay.
He traveled a lot. He did a lot of air pilot stuff. I wouldn't be surprised that he was in the Air Force. Did somebody die close to you recently?
Yes, I just went to a funeral today. Actually, all weekend. I've had two cousins pass away. And
okay, well,
viewing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're coming through pretty strong. And they want you to know that this new person is going to be good for you. And not to worry about them, that they're going to cross over and they're going to be fine. Were they religious?
I'm not really quite sure if she was or not. I mean, I would say I'm not sure whether she went to church, but I know she believed because her thing was, is don't cry for me, I'll be in a better place.
Yes, and I do feel like their crossing was very fast.
Yeah.
And I feel like this new person that they're going to be sending you is going to be a very good person for you next month. They're telling you to hang in there, be patient. Things are going to get a little tough. They're going to feel like you're hitting a brick wall. You're going to kind of feel like you're hitting a brick wall and you're not making no headway. But in reality, you're going to be doing a lot of healing on a lot of people. And you do have a lot of healing ability. You just haven't unlocked a lot of your gifts yet.
Mm-hmm.
You also have the sixth sense. You know, you have a lot of psychic ability.
Yes.
I
dream.
You're a good teacher. That's what they're showing me. They're asking me what you want to know about this guy that's coming. That's just what they said.
Wow.
What do you want to
know? Is it somebody that I know, or is it somebody, you know, somebody new?
Yes, he is somebody new.
Somebody new. Meeting down at the, I go to a man's club down the road here. Am I going to meet him down there?
Yes, you will.
Okay. That sounds fantastic.
And he does like to drink, but he's not an alcoholic.
Oh, thank you.
Reason why you were meant to meet this alcoholic is because in a past life, you had an alcohol problem, and he healed you, and now in this life you're healing him.
Okay. Makes sense.
So it's kind of a karmic thing, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And in past life, you also saved this guy in NAM. I see like a military connection with you going to NAM. I see you flying in a plane. Like, I don't know if this is Air Force related, but I just see you battling, and I see you saving his life. Like, you saved a lot of lives in your past life. You're like a rescuer. And
in this lifetime, you
played the role as a rescuer.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense now. Yes. I mean, oh, my gosh, yes, so much.
Yeah.
That's
got to
be the reason why that's got to be the reason why I'm such a worrier.
Yep.
I worry about everybody.
It is. And that's why they say not to worry. That they're going to be fine and cross over, and they want what's best for you. And so they're just saying, hang in there. It's coming. They just
okay.
keep saying, it's coming, it's coming.
It's coming.
And pay attention
okay.
to the dream. But the veil's thinner now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I dream of my mother all the time. I will go to bed and I'll say a little prayer and I'll ask my mother to come in and I ask God to let me remember it. And, oh, my gosh, I do. It is so,
well,
it's awesome.
There you go. It's all synchronicity. All the synchronicity signs. You'll get visions. Like I said, you're very psychic. You're very clairvoyant.
Okay.
And you will feel things. You will see things. And you will feel like I said, you'll feel like you're bonking your head on the wall. But, you know, eventually you're gonna bust down that wall.
Okay.
And,
yeah, someone needs to.
Exactly. I also feel that you're a caretaker, too. You like to take care of people and heal people. You have a hard time living on people, but you do have that ability. It's frustrating.
I took care of my mother. They asked me what nursing home they wanted her in. It's like, nope, she comes to my house. And she passed in my house.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then.
Yes. Wow. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I am so excited.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
This
I hope that helped.
Oh, it helped a lot. This is the first time. Actually, I've got a vacation day, and I just found your show and decided to call in. So thank you so much. I appreciate it, and you are fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Love you.
You have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that went really well. Let's go ahead with the next caller from the 252 area. You're on the air. 252. 252? It looks like we lost 252. Let's go ahead to the next caller from the 212. You're on the air.
Well, that went really well. Let's go ahead with the next caller.
Hello?
Hello? How can I help you, and where are you calling from?
Hello, hello?
Can you hear me? Like we lost that caller. Let's go to the next one. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, it's Mary Lou from New Orleans.
Hello, Mary Lou. How are you?
I'm good. I would love a message.
Great. And how can we help you tonight?
Can you look at my love life?
Your love life?
Mm-hmm.
We sure can. I can look at that just right now. What are you seeking tonight? What do you want to know?
Just anything that comes up.
All right. And are you single?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just connect here with my angels. See what images pop up. Have you dated any black men?
No.
Or dark?
Nope.
Do you like black men?
Nope.
Well, there's a black man coming.
That doesn't seem like that would work out too well.
No, it probably won't. I feel like you're not a picky person, but it's like he's calling out to me, and it's like you're going to cross paths with this person for some reason. I don't know what it is, and I don't know if this has to do with relation or business, okay?
Okay.
but I see you running into a black man.
Okay.
And I see him wearing a suit. He looks like a businessman. Let me see if I pick up anything else. Okay. You're supposed to meet this black man, and he's going to introduce you to a friend. And he's Caucasian. Okay, now they're showing me. This guy that is Caucasian, you're gonna fall for him, but the black guy's gonna like you. So you need to tell him that you're not interested in him, but don't tell him until he introduces his friend to you, okay?
Okay.
This is going to be next month. There's going to be a lot of relationships coming. There's a lot of relationships coming up this month, too. I just told a lady recently that she was going to meet somebody, and she did. And she's actually getting married.
Wow.
It was that quick, too. It was like within a week, just like that. They just fell in love, and then they got married. They went on a cruise.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It happens that fast sometimes, you know. Like I told a friend of mine she was going to meet this rich guy. It turns out I didn't tell her that he wasn't that good looking, and she didn't like him, but, you know, he liked her and he wanted to take her out. But she likes Muslim men, see. But he's American, and she likes Muslim. But in your case, this guy is going to be African-American, and then I see a Caucasian that you're going to be meeting. And they're both in business together. I don't know what they do. I don't know if they write music together. I think they're into the entertainment industry. But he's very popular. Is there a particular place that you hang out where you meet people?
No, if I meet people, I tend to meet them through work.
Okay. Well, that's probably where you're going to meet them then. Either you'll meet them there, or you're going to be going somewhere, or you're going to be invited somewhere. But keep your ears open and your eyes, because he's coming. And it's going to be next month. And my guides are telling me to tell you to hang in there. They're saying it's okay to be picky, but don't judge the person until you get to know them. Once you get to know them, one thing's going to lead to another, and another door is going to open up for you. That's what my guides are saying.
Okay.
What do you do for work?
I'm a professional photographer, commercially.
Okay. Yeah, they said something about, like, photography, creative. This guy is definitely, I just feel like there's a connection there. There is definitely some type of entertainment connection.
Have I met them?
And you'll be working with this person. Huh?
Have I met them?
No. Unless, do you know anybody that's black?
I live in New Orleans. Everybody's black.
Oh, you live in New Orleans? I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people are black here.
Because your number doesn't show up on my list, so that's
asked. No, I'm in New Orleans. The town is like 75% black.
That makes sense then.
But I don't date black people. It's not to be racist, but I've not been attracted. There's also a big cultural difference here.
Well, like I said, you're going to meet him, and he's going to be black, but he's going to lead you to somebody that he knows that's Caucasian. And they're both successful, very successful in business. And I had no idea you're from New Orleans, you know, because your number don't show up. But maybe symbolically that's what it was showing me. You know what I mean?
I did say it when I first got on the line, but you might not have caught it.
I didn't hear you. But yeah, you are definitely going to be meeting this person. And you
wouldn't
will go into business.
Wouldn't happen to be at a music festival, huh?
That could be very, yeah, that could be it. Because I do see an invitation to something that you're going to. Actually, I do see an event coming up. It's funny you mentioned that.
I'm going to Jazz Fest.
Yeah, go. They're just saying go. That's where you're going to meet them. You're going to, and this guy is younger, you know. He's good looking, younger face. You're going to like him. That's what they're saying. You're going to like his personality. Hard worker. There's very few men that, you know, that you will connect with that you're going to tolerate, but you will connect with this person. That's all I can say. You will connect with him.
Ben, I didn't just meet them.
Right. You did not meet them.
Okay.
It's going to catch you by storm. That's what they're telling me. Okay?
Okay.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, that was pretty big.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to the next caller from the 252. You're on the air. 252. 252, you're on the air.